Welcome to Northern Ag Network On Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report. Good afternoon, Coulter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our noon market report. Well, it sounds like a very successful trade mission for the Montana Department of Ag in Columbia. Our network's Brett McCray has been there for a little over a week now, covering the department's promotion of Montana Pulses. Zach Cacoli, Deputy Director of the Department of Ag, is on the trip and told Brett that Colombian importers, distributors, and consumers are excited about Montana Pulse crops, and as pulses become a bigger part of diets in Colombia, he says there's substantial opportunity to grow our exports.
The Montana brand, the Montana image resonates with folks down here, and they see the commitment to quality that we have in Montana through our clean and healthful environment, as well as our commitment to investing in research and furthering the genetics of our crops. They see that when they consistently receive a product that meets their specifications and that they can deliver to their consumers to provide that nutritious, high-quality caloric intake at a good price, too, that goes a long ways.
Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual Summer Cookout Cost Survey shows food prices at record levels. Barron Nelson, an economist with Farm Bureau, talks about the data.
The average cost of a summer cookout meal for 10 people is $71.22. This is a record high price for our survey, which we've been conducting since 2013. This is 5% higher than last year and 30% higher than just 5 years ago. That's a big jump, and it's forcing folks to make difficult decisions about the food they consume. It's also important to put this data in a global context because Americans spend a smaller percentage of their money on food than most other countries in the world.
The largest price increases in the survey were for ground beef, which was up 11%, and lemonade, which was up 12%.
From the beginning, we've worked closely with farmers. BNSF's ties to the agricultural community go back 175 years. Together, we've innovated to make the U.S. agriculture supply chain one of the most efficient and productive in the world. Our strong relationship powers BNSF still today and helps us move the nation like no one else can. At BNSF, we move the nation for you.
Another very successful Montana Range Days held in Miles City this week. Youth and adults from all over the state attended to learn more about range management. One of the highlights was celebrating the accomplishments of this year's Hall of Fame inductee, Bridger Ag teacher Ole Olson. Ole has served on the Montana Range Days Steering Committee for over two decades and has taken hundreds of kids through the program. I asked Ole why Montana Range Days is so important to him.
It's so important to tie what's going on in education in the science room with what I teach in agriculture, tie those together, showing what ecology, you know, biology is doing for us on the farm and ranch. That's one of the reasons I think Range Days is just a tremendous program.
Well, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is calling the House Farm Bill a largely political bill, saying Republicans need to get practical and lower their Farm Bill expectations. The Congressional Budget Office says the Farm Bill will run a $30 billion deficit, despite House Ag Republicans claiming SNAP and CCC savings will offset higher crop supports and reference prices.
I think what we saw from the House Agriculture Committee is more of a political point of view, essentially providing just about everybody everything they're asking for. The problem, of course, is that there's not enough resource to be able to pay for all of that. And so there are multiple billions of dollars deficit in the House bill, which causes concern about whether it can pass the House and certainly have problems in the Senate.
And this afternoon, we're looking forward to joining Molson Coors for their annual Barley Field Day near Custer. The event will feature much of the Molson Coors executive team, showing them what farmers are up to, looking at some of the new technologies like spraying crops with drones, as well as recognizing growers for the work they do in producing a quality product.
Margins are tight in farming, and while it's hard to increase income, with an Augmenta precision farming system, you can seriously reduce expenses. Let Torgerson show you how an Augmenta system can save 20 to 30% on chemical and water that you don't have to spray. What else can you do for less than $50,000 to change the bottom line this much on your farm? Augmenta is camera-based technology, easily installed in most spreading and spraying equipment. See your local Torgerson's or go to Torgerson.biz.
Feedlots have the upper hand in the cattle market right now and are holding packers' feet to the fire to push cash prices higher for a third straight week. Looks like they're going to get it too. Early week sales have come in from 194 to 200 on a live basis, dress trade 306 to 314. Following the big gains yesterday in the futures, we've just seen them bounce either side of steady today. August and September feeders both down 60 cents, August at 261.17, September at 261.87. In the live cattle, the August contract down just 17 at 186.57, October 12 lower at 186 even. Prices are pretty well higher across the board at our local auction markets. Of course, not many feeders selling, but the few that do are meeting good demand. At Pays and Billings, some light six-weight steers brought 315 and their heifer counterparts at 285. And still a few cow-calf pairs selling. Young pairs top the sale at $32.50, older pairs $26.50 to $28.50. A larger test of market bulls and cows at Lemon Livestock sold steady to higher, and really, the bigger they are, the better they do. Bigger cows bring in north of $2,000 a head from $141 to $159 a pound. The bulls pushing $4,000 from $159 to $173.
I'm Jenny Stovall. So in agriculture, it's all a risk. And in order to deal with that, it's very difficult just to go through life and just smile and wave the little rodeo wave. You know, you always think the grass is greener on the other side. And that's where, you know, you do need to go beyond the weather if things aren't. Otherwise, you go down a downward spiral. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
Finally, a stronger finish for the wheat market after tumbling lower for most of this month. Traders are responding to the very oversold status of wheat and preparing for tomorrow's USDA grain stocks and acreage reports. Expectations are for wheat and corn stocks to increase 18 to 19% and acres to be down 4 to 5% from last year. Corn futures are trading at three-year lows with not much support in sight. The July contract down 3 cents today at 417. In the wheat, though, July spring wheat's up 18 cents at 614, September at 619, up 15.5. Casey Hard Red Winter Wheat for July up 12.5 at 592, September 11.5 better at 596. In Chicago, July soft wheat 19.75 better at 561, September at 578, up 18.25, and July soybeans today down 3.75 at 1159. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.